And now we have Cher the second time that they will fall. You will pursue your enemies and they will fall before you by sword. So what it's saying, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Lufnechem l'chodef ish b'cherev re'ehu. Okay, Rashi over here is going away from the pshat. Rashi over here is more of an interesting, something which is not what you would assume it means. You will pursue your enemies and they will fall before you, l'chorev. Why did Rashi need to say that? Each person, b'cherev re'ehu. Friendly fire. Your enemies will do themselves in. What does the Targum say on this pasuk? Targum Ungulus says, "V'sir defun yos ba'alei diva vechayin." You'll pursue your enemies. V'yiblon kodem echayin licharba. Okay, and they will fall before you by sword. Okay, let's go further. V'rafu mikem chamisha mea u'miyam mikem v'divva yirdayifu. Again, L'chorev is already the third time. We have a parable. This is already the third time in this parasha we have the word cherev. Okay, you're going to pursue your enemy. Five of you will pursue 100. So that means one person will chase after 20 people. And 100 of you will pursue 10,000. Now, according to the calculation, does that make sense? If 5 pursue 100, then 100, what's the calculation over here? You have to make the calculation. Let's see. Rashi is going to say, I think. Rashi is going to make the calculation. Let's see. V'ratvu mikem chamishu mea, 5 will pursue 100, and 100 of you will pursue 10,000. V'naflu oivechem lefnechem l'chadu, and your enemies will fall by sword. Again, the third time you have the word sword. Rashi. V'ratvu mikem min hachaloshim shebachem v'le min hagibardim shebachem. Who will do proof, will chase? The weaklings, they will do the chasing. How does Rashi know that? Because it says, Mikem. Mikem means from you, implying the weaker ones. Chamisha mea umia umia mikem rivava yudovu. Fraction is the question. Chitach hu hacheshbain. V'aloi loha yitzach lamer ela mea mikem shnei alafim yudovu. 100 will pursue 2,000. If we have 5, we'll pursue 100. So that means 100 will pursue 2,000. How do we go from 100 to 10,000? Ela, what is the answer? Unbelievable. Here actually a single view is that we have a larger group of people that are observant, the koyach of numbers. You cannot compare having 100 being oisek in Torah to only having 5. If 5 people can protect, can get rid of 100 of our enemies, so we would expect that 100 people being oisek in Torah would get rid of 2,000. Yet 100 people, it's not proportional, can get rid of 10,000. V'naflu oivechem, sheyu neflum lefnechem sheloi kiderech haaretz. They will fall before you, not naturally. The koyach, your koyach will be so amazing, you'll be able to wipe them out unnaturally. Let us see what it says in the Targum. Targum, on this pasuk, the year defun min choyin chamisha, 5 will pursue mea. 10,000 ye irkun will uproot 10,000, and they will fall by the sword before you. Let me look at what it says in the Sefer. Parshas. Let me just turn this over here. Okay, over here this is Pasuk Ches. Okay, over here the words Yeorkun. All right. I really have to appear in advance better. I'm not appearing enough for this year. Alright, let's go further. Ufonisi Alechem, I will turn to you. Let's just try to do some basic Rashi over here, Rashi Chumash. Ufonisi Alechem, I will turn to you. Vifreisi Eschem, I'll cause you to multiply. Vyrbesi Eschem, Vakimoisi Esprisi Itchem, I will establish my covenant with you. Okay, Rashi, Pasuk Yod. What does it mean here? Ufonisi Alechem? Efnem mikol asokai l'shalem sicharchem. I will turn away from all of my business dealings in order to reward you. Marshal Mohadavidamil Milah Shesochar Poyalim, a king who hires workers, Kiti Isla Bitaris Khanim, I don't know what this marshal is. Unfortunately I didn't prepare, but over here this is a very interesting concept. Ufanisi Alechem, because by Kadosh Baruch Hu, you would never say this about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is not busy. There's no such thing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is busy. He has business meetings, he has simchos to attend, he has state dinners, he has to give a State of the Union address. There's no such thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as him being busy. And yet, Rashi here learned Pshat in the Pasuk, Ufonisi Alechem, Efne Mikol Asokai. I will clear away all of my business and cancel all of my appointments in order that I focus on giving you reward. It's a fascinating Rashi. How Rashi learns Pshat Ufonisi. Because it doesn't seem to really make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not busy. Okay, V'freisi Aeschem, B'fria Urviya, I will cause you to multiply in number. V'rbeisi Aeschem, B'koima Zekufa. Now what does that mean exactly? I don't know, it means when you're going to stand tall. V'akimoisi Esbrisi Yitchem, I will establish my covenant with you. Beris Chadosha. This is an amazing Rashi. A new covenant. Loi kabris harishayna shehef shehi fartem oisa. Not like the original covenant which you have annulled. Ela bris chadosha shloi tufa that has not been annulled. Shnema v'chorati es beis yisrael v'es beis yehud bris chadosha loi kabris lakabris. Now he's quoting it from Yirmiyah. We once upon a time learned this, that the original covenant that Hashem made with us was annulled. How is it annulled? Because we did not observe the Torah in the time of the Bais Rishon. There was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Gilei Raishvi Chastav. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he canceled the bris, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But when Hashem allowed us to rebuild the Bais Sheni, there was a new bris, and this new bris will never be annulled. Okay, that's what Rashi over here says. Okay, that's all I have over here. Let's see what he says in the Targum. Targum on this pasuk. Targum here on this pasuk says the ispinei v'memro. I will the ispinei v'memri. And this is not over here literal. The Targum over here is saying something that is off the beaten track. Let's see. Lo'itavol l'choin, to be good to you. V'apeshias choin, and I will multiply you. V'aske yoschon, I'll make you great. V'akem yos koymin imchoin, and I will establish my kiyomi, my covenant with you. Now over here, there's a lot going on. It appears a lot of disagreement between Onkelos and Rashi. So let me read you what it says over here in this sefer. In this sefer, pasuk yud, on these words of the Targum. Pasuk says, Pasuk tes. Okay. Bim memri. Kosav harambam. Okay, I'm reading over here. You don't have this. I'm reading over here what it says over here because over here the Targum over here when it says Ufonisi Alechem. Rashi, we just mentioned, says something that's a bit shocking. Rashi gives us the impression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy. Hashem has appointments. He has meetings. He has simchas and speeches to make, graduations to go to, and all these different types of activities. And Hashem says, because you're so good, I'm going to clear my schedule, and I'm just going to focus on giving you reward. That's what Rashi said. The Targum did not say that. The Targum says, V'espini v'memri. I will be poineh, I don't know what that word means yet, with my words. Where did Rashi the uncles get the word be mein ri, my words. So here it says, he first quotes the Rambam, Chasan Rambam, Shunkelis Moisef Mila Zukidei Laharchik, Ha Hakshama Me Hashem Yisvarach, Umefarish Apasuk, Kimikri Choser, Uche Ilu Nichtaf, Ufanisi, I will turn Bin Ma Mori, with my words. Now, what does that mean exactly? So this is very typical of the Targum. The Targum, whenever it says Hashem, the Targum always adds another word, Kodom Hashem. Okay, this is one of the most basic differences between the Targum and Rashi. We have this only 100 times. Rashi, whenever it says Hashem, Rashi talks about Hashem as if Hashem is our buddy, he's in front of us. He is like a person almost. The Targum, he loathes such an approach. He cannot accept that you talk about Hashem the way you talk about your fellow man. So whenever the Targum refers to Hashem, he always will inject a word like Kodom Hashem. Keep your distance. Don't even think for one second, one heartbeat, that Hashem is on your level. Hashem has anything in common with you. Man and Hashem have absolutely nothing in common. And never make that mistake. And always add words into the translation of the pasuk to make it clear that Hashem is so far away from a human being. There's nothing in common. So when it says Hashem, he'll always say from before Hashem. This word here is the same exact thing. Here is a really good example, this pasuk, to bring out the contrast between the way Unkelus and Rashi relate to Hashem. Rashi could not have made Hashem into a greater Dover Gashmi than what he did. According to Rashi, Hashem is busy. Hashem is like a very popular person. He has an office, and he has meetings, he has activities. Hashem is busy. He has a secretary, he has a calendar, he has many engagements to attend. And that's what Rashi says, Ufonisi, Efne mikol asokai. I'm a busy person, but for you, I'm going to make time. That's ridiculous. Isn't that ridiculous? That for you I'm going to make time? Hashem is infinite. Hashem can do a billion things at the same 1 second. You have to go say that I'm going to push away all of my activities to make time for you. So why is Rashi doing this? We have Emun Pshut HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite and Hashem can do whatever he wants, but we're using language and expression that we limited human beings can relate to appreciate that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make time for us. Unkelus goes to the opposite extreme. He adds a word into the pasuk that does not exist in order to make it clear as day that Hashem is not, and man and Hashem have nothing in common. The es pini, I will turn, Hashem says, I will turn. He doesn't talk about making panai. I think what SV means to turn. The memri, with my command. I, Hashem, will issue a command. I will turn to issue a command to do good to you, to reward you for your good deeds. So according to what he says over here in the Ma'atzari, in the name of the Rambam, this word, the memri, is similar to how the Targum adds other words before Hashem's name to create a gap and a distance. Okay, let me read those words. Kosav HaRambam. Where is this Rambam? In Moira Nevuchim. Okay, we learn over here Rambam in Moira Nevuchim. The Rambam Nevuchim explains Unkelus. She Unkelus Moisef Milazu Kedei Laharchik Hahak Shama Me Hashem Yisparach. In order to pad, to add, in order to create, in order to prevent a person from thinking that Hashem is as any element of Gashmius. Umifarish apasuk, kemikra chasach, chilu nichtav, ufonisi, I will turn b'ma'amori with my words. Hashem is not going to turn physically. Hashem will issue a command. All right, it doesn't really help us very much. Then, Atkan. Then he quotes the Ramban. Aval Ramban, Herich bidugmo ois menatargum, lochich shamilog memra, einu noisefes, kde laharchik. Hagashmiois, visim, uchuyetze be'il rab unkulis, visoidam yodula maskilim. You know, I don't like what he does over here. He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban basically says, it's a secret what this means. The people that are well-versed in Kabbalah understand what Unkelis is doing with the word B'memri, but you guys, you have no clue, so too bad for you. All right, that's what he says for that. Then he quotes a third opinion, Uledas Ha'akedas Yitzchak, okay, that's the name of a sefer, an old sefer, Akedas Yitzchak, Memro de Hashem Perushoi Ha'ashkocho Mimenu Yisparach, V'nikro Kei Mishum Shebe'ma'amor, Yashkiach HaMashkiach Al HaMushkach. What does that mean exactly? K'mo Shomar Dovid HaMelech, V'ani Atzaveh O Loyich, I will command concerning you. Alright, it's not really doing us very much. Okay, so what do we take out of this? We take out of this very little. Take out of this Rashi. Hashem is busy. Hashem will clear his schedule. And according to Unkelis, Hashem will issue a command to reward us. Hashem will turn. He will turn and issue a command to reward us for our good deeds. Again, Rashi says Hashem is not going to turn. Hashem is very busy. He has a busy schedule. He will clear his schedule to make time for us. According to Rashi, it sounds like the issue is quality time. You always hear about, you know, people that are very busy and their children. Do you give your children quality time? And if you read these magazines, books, they always say the same yisoid. There is no such thing as quality time without quantity of time. It doesn't go. There's no such thing. People, they think, oh, you know, I'm a very busy person and I have children. I can't spend with them a whole Sunday afternoon, take them to the park, take them bowling, buy them ice cream. I don't have that kind of time. I'm very busy. I'm running the world. Look at Meyer. I'm very busy. So they all tell you there's no such thing. So what will I do? I'll spend with them quality time. I'll spend with them 15 minutes. I will give them my full attention. Guess what? If there's no quantity of time, there's no quality of time. There's no such thing when it comes to children of giving them quality time without giving them quantity of time. Here, in this pasuk, it's mashma, that Hashem is going to give us time. I'm busy. I'll clear my schedule to give you my attention, time. Targum makes no such mention of that concept. Targum says, I will turn and I will give a command that blessing should come your way. Okay, completely different world. I think it's very interesting because what is the item in this world that is the greatest davar gashmi? What in this world would you say is something which is the spitz, carries the intensity of gashmius? So you would say maybe it's food. You would say it's different types of pleasure. No.
You said time.
Time. The concept of time. Linear time. Hoya, hoive, viye. This is the ultimate dover gashmi, time. In Shemayim, by Hashem, it's all the same. Hoya, hoive v'yia, is all wrapped up in one. It is thoroughly impossible for a living person to appreciate, to understand what that is. There's no way we can understand. Hashem's name is the composite of three different words. Hoya, Yudke Vavke. The four letters, Yudke Vavke, is a combination of three words. Hoya, Hoyve, Viyeh. Right? You write that on paper, those three words, and you remove all of the all of the repeating letters, all of the letters that repeat themselves. Hoya, Hoyve, Viyeh. Take out the repetition, and you're left with unique Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke from Hoya Hova Viya, and Hashem is the spiritual existence of Hashem. The time is all the same. In this world, Gashmius is Zman. So according to Rashi, Rashi over here is making Hashem into a Dover Gashmi Kaviyachal. Of course, it's not true. But Rashi does this all the time. That's the fundamental difference, Rashi and Unkelis. And Rashi here is going to an extreme. And Unkelis, in contrast, is also going to an extreme. Not to make Hashem into a Dover Gashmi. Rashi goes to an extreme where he says, I will clear my schedule. I'm a busy person. I have Asokai, it sounds like I have a lot of business dealings, and I will efne, I will free myself, mikol asokai, l'shalem secharchem. This expression captures an idea of time. I will give you time. That's Gashmius. You're making Hashem into a Dover Gashmi. Unkelis cannot accept this. This goes against the grain of everything that Unkelis stands for. And that's why he says here, v'espini, which means I will turn, v'meimri, with a command. I will turn and utter a command that you should be blessed. Okay, I'm sure there's more to it, but this is the starting point of a topic of conversation to appreciate the chiluk between the hashkafa of Rashi and Unkelis. It's a very different hashkafa in relating to Hashem. Hashem is infinite. We all know that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to a degree, was mitzamtzem himself. He only reveals to humanity a teeny, teeny, infinitely small element of himself to what we can comprehend. And the question is, even that small amount that he does reveal to us that we can comprehend, how do we relate to it? Rashi feels that Hashem has given us a license to relate to him as much as in a way that we operate as human beings. And if we have a body, then we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the spiritual sense, we try to compare in the spiritual Hashem's hand, Hashem's foot, Hashem's eyes, Hashem's nose. And when we talk about Hashem, we talk about him directly. Unkelis doesn't go there. Even though Hashem was mitzamtzem, and Hashem revealed to humanity a small amount, even that small amount that he revealed has to be treated and related to with a very great distance of awe and separation from the lowliness of man. And you see that coming out over here in how they translate this pasuk. Okay, now the next point of difference here in this pasuk is Le'etova, I'm going to be good to you. I'm going to read you what it says over here in these words. Le'etova, hoisef milu zu aloshna mikro lalameid, shu brocha b'fnei atzma. Ve'ein kavonas apasik ufanisi alechem b'chdei lahafrois eschem, in order to multiply you. Ve'chein shinu b'ktores koyanim, ufanisi alechem b'toiva, v'freisi eschem b'pri urviya, וכן תרגם יונס ומחזקל, וכמו שתרגם מפניסי עליכם, ואספני בנאמרי לאוי טובו לכוין, כן תרגם גם לבר ופוסק לא יהיו לך ערב אז דובר. Okay, so he's saying over here is that I will, it's a separate statement. Right, let's leave it. I don't want to, it's not what I wanted to talk about. All right, let's go further. Enough said here. I think we learned something good over here, that bad pasuk. Now we go to the next pasuk, the achaltim you will eat yoshon noishon. Okay, the next blessing. You will eat yoshon noishon, very old. very old grain. It sounds like it's stale, right? No, that's not what it means. The yashan and the old, mibnei chadash tatzi, you will take out the old because of the new. So what does this mean? Rashi in this pasuk says, v'chaltem yashan noshan, ha'aperos yihiyu mishtamrin v'toivim l'hisyashen she'er yashan ha'noshan shel sholosh shanim yofel lechom yishol eshtokat. It is an incredible concept, is that the stuff, the special blessing in your food, that the food that is very old will be better quality than the fresh. Now, what's all this noise over here? Noise? I hear funny sounds over here. I think outside, there's some noise outside here. V'achaltem yoshen noishon, so Rashi says, ha'perosh yu mishtamim v'tayvim, the perosh will be guarded, they will be guarded, they will be good, l'his yashen, they will age well. And she'e yoshon ha'noishon, shel sholosh shanim, the food from 3 years ago, will be yofer, will be better quality to eat than the food from last year. Okay, it's okay. The yashan, okay, that's the first bracha. And the yashan, b'dei chodesh tutziyu, sheyu ha-geronois meleos chodesh. The geronois, the threshing fields, will be filled with new. V'ho'itzarois meleos yashan. And the storage house will be filled with the old. U'tzrichem atem lepanois ho'itzarois. The storage houses, l'mokoyim acher losei sechodosh l'soychan. Now this Rashi always bothered me. This is always bottle. Let's go through the process. The process is, you harvest the grain, you cut the grain, and you let it dry in the field. And after it dries in the field in the summer, the hot summer, in the hot sun over the summer, you then take it into the silo, and you thresh it. You bring in the animals, they step on it. They separate the chaff from the kernel. You then winnow it, you throw it up into the ear, and the wind blows away the chaff, and you're left with the kernel. And now you have, in the goroin, in the threshing field, wheat kernels. You have wheat kernels. And what do you do with the wheat kernels? You want to put it away in the oitzar, into a storage facility. Problem is, the storage facility is full. It's full of last year's grain. So what are you going to do? So what would you do? What would you do if you had this situation? You have grain, this year's fresh crop, which you've harvested, which you've threshed, and you've winnowed, and you brought into the silo where it was processed, pretty much it's being processed, and now you want to put it away for long-term storage. And go to the airport. You can park your car in the parking lot that's right near the airport for a couple of days. If you want to put your car away for a long time until you come back, so you put it away in long-term storage, which is very far if you need a shuttle to get there. So if the parking lot that has the long-term storage is full, so what would you do? I would personally leave the grain that's already in the oitzar, I would leave it there. And the new grain, I would put somewhere else. And Rashi says no. Rashi says you're going to take the grain that's in the oitzar, the long-term storage, you're going to clean it out, you're going to send it off somewhere, so that you can take the new grain and store it in the oitzar. Why do you have to go through, what are you going to do with the old grain? The old grain is currently now in the oitzar. And now you have new grain. So there's not enough space in the oitzar to continue storing the old grain and adding new grain to the oitzar. So what would you do? I would say, listen, there's not enough room, so we got a problem. Halavai, we should have such problems. There's so much. So I would build a new oitzar.
I would go build a new oitzer, call up a contractor, build a new warehouse, and put the new crop in the new warehouse. And the stuff that it's in the old warehouse, let it remain there. I got to take the new grain and put it somewhere. Right? So what am I going to... I have new grain. We have the new grain and we have the old grain. And we want both of these collections to be put away for safekeeping. And there's not enough room. So it's Rashi is not telling us what the solution is. It would seem the simple solution is to build yourself very quickly a new oitzer, and you'll put in the oitzer the new grain. But the grain that's already in the old oitzer, let it remain there. Rashi says no. The yoshan, the old, mipnei chodosh tetziu, sheyiri yuha geronois, meleois chodosh, the geronois, the threshing fields, are filled of new, ve'ho'oitzorois, the storage facilities, meleois yoshan, and now you have coming in, you want to take the grain in the goroin and put it in storage, but there's not enough room. So what are you going to do? Utsrichim atem lefanos. You're going to have to clean out the warehouse. Ha'oitzarois l'mokoy macher. Why? Why don't you put the new grain in the mokoyim acher and leave the grain in the oitzar where it is? You're working double as hard. It says over here, there's going to be a mokoyim acher, a new location. So just take the new grain and put the new grain in the mokoyim acher and let the old grain remain in the oitzoros. Instead, what are you doing? You're doing double the work. I'm taking the grain from the oitzor, I'm putting it in the mokoyim acher, and I'm taking the grain from the gronois and I'm putting it in the oitzor. That's double the work. Leave the grain in the oitzor in the oitzor, and the grain, the new grain, put it into the mokoyim acher. What's going on over here? Mr. Rapp, you hear what I'm asking? Rabbi Blazer, you hear my question? Why are we going through a double process? So I never understood this Rashi. That's what it says. She agrois meleis chodesh v'goitzos meleis yoshen v'tzuch matem lefanis ha'itzores v'lomokim acher v'losa chodesh l'soicha. I don't know. I really don't know what the answer is. But that's what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Achaltem yoshon, I lost the place over here. Achaltem yoshon noshon, yoshon nechadosh tetziu. You will eat yoshon noshon. You will eat the old. The old will be delicious. That's how he learns. Achaltem yoshon noshon, haperos, he learns, Achaltem yoshon noshon, the peros will be mishtamim betoivim lehisyashin. They will age well. They always say this about people. People, as they get older, so people have to be very careful. How does a person age? Some people do not age well. As they get older, they don't look well. They don't look good. And then there are people that are very well preserved. They aged gracefully, and the food will age gracefully. It will be delicious. And then the second blessing is you'll have so much, you're not going to have enough room. Okay, what does the Targum say in this pasuk? V'seichlun atika da'atik. Okay, you will eat atika da'atik, the very, very old, the old of old. V'atika, and the old, min kodam chadita tefanun, you will remove the old because of the new. All right, next pasuk. Next pasuk, v'nasati mishkun b'seichem, I will put my divine presence amongst you. My soul will not detest you. And this is an incredible pause, because over here it says nafshi. Can you really say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu the word nafshi? Nafshi, remember we had learned in Tehillim not that long, only a few days ago, that we had the word nafshi, and we went to the Mincha Shai, and we were very disturbed. How can you say about Hashem the word nafshi? And we had a kriyat sif, v'lo yisigal nafshoy. Even though Hashem is the speaker, when we read this pasuk, it's not respectful for us to refer to Hashem's neshama with the word nafshi. And that's why in Tehillim, in Mizmor Chav Dalet, we changed it. It's a Krivich Siv. We had a whole discussion in the Minchashai. There were three different versions. It was exactly the same word. And the question was, is it nafshi? Is it nafsho? Is it a Krivich Siv? It's really spelled nafsho, but we're nafshi, or is it the other way around? Or was it a Vav? Remember, it also whole Shah was a Vav Ketia, and maybe the Yud really is like a Vav, but it's split. It's cracked in the center, so it really brings out both. Okay, that was over there. That was in Tehillim. Over here, there's no discussion. Here it says Nafshi. Nafshi is a very esoteric word in reference to Hashem. Okay, what does Rashi say on this pasuk? Masati Mishkani Ze Beis Hamikdash. My neshama will not detest you. Called Ge'ila, the word Ge'ila is a very harsh word. Called Ge'ila Lashon Pelitas Davar Hablum B'davar. The word Tigal, Hagala, when you kasher your kalim for Pesach, you pour upon it boiling hot water. What does that accomplish? It purges the blios. Purging the blios is called hagola. It purge. Kol gila l'shem plitas davar haboli b'davar. K'mai ki shem nigal mogim gibardim. There it was rejected. It was purged. The shield of the mighty le'kibel hamashicha shemayshchen mogim. It did not accept the oil. Shemayshchen mogim shalar b'chelev mevushel. They would smear their shields with fat that was cooked, so that if an arrow would strike it, the arrow would slide off the shield. It would not penetrate the shield. So there it is. Like there it says that the shield of the giborim was rejected. It meant that it was not mekabel. Kisham Nigal Mogin, the shield of the Gibarim, Lekibel HaMashicha, did not accept the Mashicha. The oil was purged. They attempted to put oil on the shield, but the shield, the leather, rejected the oil. The oil was purged from the leather or from the material, and thus it did not have that quality that if an arrow would make contact, it would slide off. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's not going to reject us. What does it say over here in Rashi, in the Targum? Targum says, V'etein mashkini b'neichon v'lo yirachek memri yoschoin in my words. Okay, so over here, this is a very fascinating thing. The Targum over here does not, when it says over here the word nafshi, my neshama, the Targum over here cannot deal with this. He cannot accept this. That it says in the pasuk the word nafshi, because the Targum completely demands that we create barriers between us and Hashem, who is infinite. So when it says my neshama, my neshama, Targum cannot deal with this. So he translates the word neshama to memri, my words, my commands. My commands will not yirachek, will not be distanced from you. I mean, it's really pushing it, pushing the envelope. Let's just see, finish up over here, what he says over here, in this pasuk. Finish up over here. V'nasati, v'nasati ma'am nafshi yeschem, pasuk yir aleph, I'm sure go to town over here. Mashkini, midloy tikim shakinasi, ulai kagal lewis amidash, chmosh amur chazal, okay. And yirachek, targim uf yakavane, ki yagoyel v'amolos v'dover yarchuku mineg v'enov, Teragim, Loshan Goel, Memri, Ayyash Hosul El. Alright, he's not really just telling you to go look back, it's saying the same idea. Over here we have that Hashem will not, he also translates the words Tigal as distance. Yirachik, to distance. Not like what Rashi says in Machlekes, Rashi and Unchalis. Rashi learns the word Tigal is to purge. Unchalis is very different. As Richuk, distance. And of course, nafshi doesn't mean I, or doesn't mean Hashem's commandments. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Everybody, so thank you very much for coming and listening. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to all of you. Good night. Norman, good night. Good night, Norman.
Good night. Thank you. Good night. Did you speak to Hodges?
Oh, I forgot. Maybe I'll call him right now.
All right. How's Alexander doing? You spoke to him yesterday, right?
Today, he wants me to come over to his house to go look at the exhibit. I should invite everyone in the shul to come to his house.
His wife's exhibit.
It's all of his wife's artwork.
He's across the street.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You see, he's a good husband. He's in deep mourning for his wife.
Still alive? She's still alive?
No, she passed away many years ago. I went to Menachem Avil with you.
I remember, like 2-3 years ago, not longer.
Before
so
COVID.
What does he want to do with it?
Before COVID. She died longer.
Just wants to put an exhibit?
He already did. He displayed everything in his house.